こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。
Jessie here.
こんにちは、もとこです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 8, Going to Japan by Way of Mexico. Thanks for joining us again for our Absolute Beginner Season 2 series. Alright, so in the last lesson, we learned how to ask how much something is.
Yes, we learned, いくらですか? How much is it?
That's right. And in this lesson, we'll learn how to ask when someone is going somewhere. For example, when are you going to Japan?
Yes. Jessie, what's happening in the conversation?
Taylor and Kaori are still talking on Skype, and they'll be talking about Taylor's upcoming trip.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
いつ日本に来ますか
?6月です。メキシコと日本に行きます。
メキシコ?
はい。妹の結婚式に行きます。その後、日本に行きます。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
いつ日本に来ますか
?6月です。メキシコと日本に行きます。
メキシコ?
はい。妹の結婚式に行きます。その後、日本に行きます。
ああ。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
いつ日本に来ますか?
When are you coming to Japan?
6月です。
June.
メキシコと日本に行きます。
I'm going to Mexico and Japan.
メキシコ?
Mexico?
はい。
Yes.
妹の結婚式に行きます。
I'm going to my younger sister's wedding.
その後、日本に行きます。
After that, I'm going to Japan.
ああ、
ああ。Taylor's going to Mexico and Japan. That sounds like the best trip.
Yeah, he'll be really, really busy.
First he'll be going to Mexico.
In Japanese, Mexico.
And after that, Japan.
In Japanese, 日本。
He'll be going to Mexico for his sister's wedding, right?
そうです。Right. His younger sister's wedding.
After he said that, Kaori said, Ah! As she had just remembered.
Yes, I think maybe she forgot.
Right. Taylor had actually told her that he was going to Mexico before, but it looks like it may have slipped her mind. Okay, so Kaori asked Taylor when he'll be going. Let's review the word for when.
いつ。
いつ。When.We'll be using this one a lot later in the lesson, so keep it in mind.
Jessie, where can the listeners review more question words?
Ah, good question. We've put a list of more question words in the PDF, so please check that out to review.
Let's talk about months.
Yes, how to say the months.
Do you remember numbers 1 to 10?
We hope so, because if you know these, it makes the names of the months super easy. Motoko, how do we form the names of the months?
You take the number of the month.And then add guts.
Number of the month plus guts. For example,
January is 1-1 plus guts. 1月
January. Okay, so now let's go through the rest of the months. February is
2月
March is
3月
April is
4月
May is
5月
June is
6月
July is
7月
August is
8月
September is
9月
October is
10月
November is
11月
And December is
12月
Okay, great. Now, there were three irregular numbers. If you remember when we learned how to tell time, the numbers that were irregular then are also irregular here.
Yes. 4 becomes 4, 4月. 7 becomes 7, 7月。9 becomes 9, 9月。
So again, our pattern is number plus 月 to create the names of the months. To see this list again, take a look at the lesson notes for this lesson. All right, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask when someone is going somewhere.
We will use the word いつ, meaning when.
Yes, remember that いつ is a question word that means when.
There are two more words I want to review.
Okay, what are those?
Two verbs. The first is 行きます.
行きます. This is a verb that means to go.
行きます.
And the next?
来ます.
来ます. And this is a verb that means to come. It sounds very similar to 行きます, doesn't it?
Yes. This one is slightly shorter. 来ます.
来ます.
Hey, Jesse. Let's talk about the difference between coming and going.
Ah, good idea. Listeners, have you ever thought about the difference in meaning between these two verbs? In Japanese, there's actually a big difference. For 行きます, to go, you're talking about someone going somewhere. That movement is away from the current location of the speaker. 来ます, to come, is used when someone is coming to the current location of the speaker. It will make a lot of sense once we look at some examples.
I think so. Let's look at our two patterns. The first one is いつ place に行きますか?
いつ place に行きますか? So if you're asking someone this directly, it means when are you going to place?
Right. Let's put a place name in there.
How about 東京, which is Tokyo? So if I were to put 東京 into the pattern, it would be?
いつ東京に行きますか?
Let's break this down.
いつ?
When?
東京
Tokyo
に行きますか?
Are you going? Listeners, repeat after Motoko. When are you going to Tokyo?
いつ東京に行きますか?
Okay, excellent. Now, let's use our other verb to ask, when are you coming to place?
Sounds good. That would be いつ place に来ますか?
いつ place に来ますか? So if you're asking someone this directly, it means when are you coming to place? So for example, let's pretend Motoko is in the US and she's asking me, when are you coming to the US? That would be
いつアメリカに来ますか?
Let's break this down.
いつ
when
アメリカ
The US.
に来ますか?
Are you coming? Listeners, repeat after Motoko. When are you coming to the US?
いつアメリカに来ますか?
Okay, now let's take a look at the examples from the dialogue.
Kaori is in Japan, so she asked Taylor, いつ日本に来ますか?
When are you coming to Japan? Yes, notice how it's 来ます Because Kaori is already in Japan.
That's right.
Okay, listeners, are you ready to try one? It's time for you to make a sentence. Imagine that you're speaking with an acquaintance that you know is going to Canada and you want to ask them when they're going.
How do you say, when are you going to Canada? Remember that the pattern is, いつ place に行きますか?
And here's a hint. Canada is Canada. Okay, the answer is?
いつカナダに行きますか?
いつカナダに行きますか? Listeners, please repeat.
いつカナダに行きますか?
All right, sounding good, everyone. How did you find this lesson?
Be sure to read the lesson notes if you need more help.
Also, feel free to ask us if you have any questions. Okay, that's going to do it for this lesson. Thanks for listening.
じゃあまた。
いつ日本に来ますか
?6月です。メキシコと日本に行きます。
メキシコ?
はい。妹の結婚式に行きます。その後、日本に行きます。
ああ。